Today we celebrate the vigil of Laetare Sunday. Rejoice, Red Jerusalem, because he has come. The Messiah has come to save you from your sins, to bring you to heaven, to eternal life, if you obey him, if you follow him. And of course, we have chosen the option at this Mass because it can be done, it is lawful, to use the shorter version of the Gospel. The other version of the Gospel is like 5 pages long. And this morning, at the Gregorian Rite of the Mass, the Gospel was 5 pages long too, but no option to make it shorter. I can see why His Excellency Archbishop Lefebvre told me there needs to be some reform to the Tridentine Mass. But what they have done is to destroy the Mass, with which I concur. Now we try to make it as beautiful and holy as we can here, but not everywhere, as you very well know. So here we have this man born blind. And of course, at the time of Christ, it was considered that those who had some kind of affliction were suffering from the sins of their parents or grandparents or their own sins. And that is why the Pharisees say to him, "You were born in sin." Well, we all are born in sin, original sin. And unless you have baptism, you are still in sin. Unless you are baptized and form part of the mystical body of Christ, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, you cannot enter heaven. You cannot even enter purgatory. It's finished, and once you die, you go straight down to the fires of hell. It's very important that we realize these realities. We are so very blessed that we are members of the Holy Catholic faith, of the Holy Catholic Church. Someone recently asked me, "What is this about chosen people?" In the Old Testament, it was Israel, and we cannot forget it. And that is why, under no circumstance is it permissible or lawful to have any anti-Semitic feelings or actions. We are part of the same reality. But in the New Testament, it is the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And so, we are so blessed that God has called us into the Church. And so we need to use all the means possible to us, all the sacraments, the sacramentals, and the indulgences that are granted to us, to follow him, not to hell, but to purgatory and heaven. But we will have to go to purgatory because we are sinners. And anyone who thinks that he or she is not a sinner, they are fooling only themselves. And so we need to avoid all the sins, and especially the 7 capital sins: lust and greed and envy and anger and all the other things, lust, so forth. We need to avoid them. We need to fight them because they are part of the curse of Adam and Eve. And so our Lord sees this man, and he immediately cures him. He spits on the sand and makes mud and puts the mud on his eyes. He says, "Go to the pool of Siloam, which means sent, that is, Christ, the Messiah." So the man went and washed, and he came back able to see. And so we give thanks to God. We too must wash our eyes and our ears and our mouth and our souls in the pool of Siloam, the one sent, and come back to be able to live the life of Christ in the mysteries of the Holy Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.